The agenda does make sense.
Oh, the dude,
he's come and gone. Research.
Their gathering has become a monthly ritual, which starts with the pouring of the Guinness and the passing out of the agenda.
Can I suggest we bring the meeting to order?
Pass out the agenda.
Mark is now passing out the
They're into their fourth year of meeting at Chaucer's Pub, and although two of the scholars admit to creating the idea of Emily Chesley, Canadian author of speculative fiction, they all have had a go at creating her world.
Well, she was an interesting woman who was born in Ireland and emigrated to Canada sometime in the 1870s and eventually found her way to here to London, Ontario, where she started writing speculative fiction. Not always successfully. She never really had any popular acclaim, and that's why her books are so hard to find right now. But we're trying to rectify that. We're trying to bring her back into the public spotlight and show the world what a truly visionary writer she was.
Emily.
Mark Rayner is one of the founding members of the Emily Chesley Reading Circle. Rayner and fellow scholars David Lurie, John Sloan, Mac Ruddock, and Mike Watson regularly meet at Chaucer's Pub to share their monthly scholarship. Stories about Emily that they wrote since the last meeting, reviews of her yet-to-be-written books, bits of her life story, or other related material.
This is a piece of research unearthed by the scholar known as the Dude. All right, it is undated, but it is entitled Fallacies of Hope, The Coming of the King, Longfellow Press, London. Emily, after moving to Spidgy, was still disheartened by the failure of getting Smelly Old Buffers in Fantastical Realms published. After handing the rights to the story over to Tolkien...
But don't be deceived. All of this scholarship is just a ruse. It's an excuse to go out with friends, laugh, and shed some of the stress of their workaday lives. Although each member writes about Emily, each feels differently about what she means to them.
Emily means power. The power of one woman to change the way a society feels about itself.
Emily's a little bit more symbolic for me, I think. It's more of a freedom thing. It's a night out with a couple of friends and a little bit of intellectual stimulation.
And how about you, David?
Emily, to me, is an inspiration. The inspiration to a group of creative individuals such as ourselves to really reach inside and let out the inner poet and find our ability to rhyme in couplets and doublets
Only to add that opportunity to express yourself, the way that Emily has drawn so much out of us that would not necessarily have been drawn out before. Poetry. I don't think any member of the group had written a stanza or verse since high school, but at one time or another, I think we've all found ourselves being poetic to a certain degree. Which is not to say it's any way good poetry, but it certainly comes from the heart, and that's what Emily does for all.
They've written her life story, placing her in historically true situations. But while writing her into the picture, they've often changed the story, but not the outcome, of many historical events. In Wenches in the Trenches, a portion of Emily's biography about her war years, they suggest she shot down the Red Baron, having won Canadian pilot David Cunnell's plane from him in a card game the previous evening. At various times, she met figures of historical note, like Mahatma Gandhi and Adolf Hitler. She's reputed to have established the Pomegranate Club, which was an informal, predominantly male discussion group in a small town just outside of Paris. In an impromptu session of the club at Dunkirk, she delayed the German army from attacking the French town, allowing the British troops to escape capture on the beaches. Using humor and history, the Emily Chesley Reading Circle have created a great deal of historical fiction and a very funny website, championed by group member Mark Rayner.
This is the primary audience. We write this stuff for the other members of the circle, and it's just wonderful and very flattering to us that we have so many people come and visit our site. We have probably, from the tracking that I've done, probably about 2,000 regular readers who come to our site every month to read the new material and keep up on what the circle is working on. We get email from, I had quite a long conversation with, an email conversation, of course, with a translator from Mexico. So we do get interest.
Rayner says the circle has been an interesting collaboration, and the website is just one part of that activity, a publishing venue, if you will. Group member John Sloan says it's a way for this unique collaboration to reach a broader audience. The site is secondary to what the group is doing.
Just to add to that, is what Mark was saying, is the material that's on the website, often the comment we get is complimentary about the incredible amount of dedication and work that's gone into the website. And what I think a lot of people don't realize is that the material that's there wasn't really written for a website. It was written for right here. It was written for the MOHS and the Reading Circles. It was written for our own enjoyment and to share it with each other in this wonderful ambient environment. But really, the website's almost an afterthought to what we're doing right here.
And what they are doing is having a lot of fun, flexing their creative muscles and building a world based on their view of the past. If you'd like to learn more about the life of Emily or the exploits of her scholars, you can visit her website. Or come on down to Chaucer's some evening and see if they're here. From Chaucer's Pub in London, Ontario, I'm Trudy Chapman.